Welcome to Solutions OP Clinical Trials Podcast. My name is Olga and I'm the Managing Director of Solutions OP. We are a small team of experienced professionals working on clinical trials in the United Kingdom. I'll use our podcast to discuss hot topics in clinical trials and provide analysis of the latest trends and challenges in pharma and medical device industries, not just in the UK, but globally. Thank you for listening. Welcome to today's episode of the podcast. The topic today is digital health and more specifically, digital health therapeutics trends and expectations. It's something that I came across recently, several reports about digital health, and I thought this is something that might be of interest for people and would like to learn a little bit more. So recently, the American Telemedicine Association had their Nexus conference in Phoenix in the United States of America. According to interviews with investors in Fierce Healthcare, well, not surprisingly, artificial intelligence is getting a lot of attention. However, today we'll talk about more about digital therapeutics. And for those of you who are not aware what is this digital therapeutics, it's basically software programs which aim to prevent or manage a disease or medical condition. So these could be, for example, mobile apps for managing diabetes, obesity, or cardiovascular diseases, asthma, and so on. So what is happening with digital therapeutics? Unfortunately, at the moment, they're the losers in terms of investors' attention. And a few reasons why this is happening. At some point, it was really a big hit and there was a lot of development in digital therapeutics. But now companies are having a hard time getting access to funding. So the reason for this is that many of the digital therapeutics have shown not to have positive effect on the disease or medical condition that they target. So there've been a couple of reports on this one. So the American Independent Evaluator of Digital Health Technologies, Peterson Center of Healthcare, published a report on its analysis on type 2 diabetes management digital health solutions. And in that report, they state that they're not just not effective, but they could actually increase the overall cost of the healthcare. Now, for their analysis and review, they have picked a specific amount of mobile apps which are classified as digital therapeutics, and they've done their analysis. For their analysis, they've used 1,100 articles, including hundreds of them which were submitted by the companies whose applications they've been reviewing. In this particular review, they were looking for digital therapeutics which are used to control type 2 diabetes. And more specifically, they were looking for the reduction of hemoglobin A1C, which, as you might know, is one of the key indicator how well the diabetes is controlled. And they've been also looking for benefits which are above and beyond of what users would experience with their standard of care treatments. So based on these criteria, they have concluded that the applications they've reviewed have not been successful. Well, as you can imagine, many digital health companies disagree with this report, and they say it has a very limited scope and very high expectations for digital health solutions. And I have to say, I partially agree with this one because it is true that you cannot rely only on a mobile app to achieve some miracle. Managing diabetes, like a complex condition like diabetes, would need a more broader healthcare pack and different interventions. So mobile app by itself probably will not make that a big difference, but in combination with other management tools that the healthcare professionals can use, it could be a beneficial one. Now, it is, I can understand why the report is controversial, but at the same time, I can understand why the report didn't find any benefit. It's a very interesting field at the moment, and I think we can learn a lot more when we look into another report which was recently published about digital mental health solutions. So the digital mental health report was commissioned by MHRA and NICE. So for those of you who don't know, MHRA is the regulatory agency approving drugs and medical devices in the UK, and NICE are the UK price regulator. So they commissioned a report which was published now in April, they wanted to see the user and public perspective on digital mental health solutions. They have, as part of the preparing this report, the researchers have worked with 28 focus groups. Many of the people who participated in the review have used mental health apps, but majority of them are no longer using them because they find them ineffective or too expensive. So that was one interesting point. Another thing that participants mentioned is that they don't think that digital health apps are a solution, and they are more like an add-on to overall health plan, which I completely agree. And probably this is another thing that needs to be taken into consideration. So another thing that participants mentioned is that some of them had concerns that the digital health solutions could actually further contribute to mental health issues, which is an interesting thing, especially with young people and children. There were a lot of concerns from professionals working in that field that this could actually have a negative impact on their mental health. Another interesting aspect of this report is that the general public users are not sure how digital mental health solutions are regulated. And some assume that they're predominantly not regulated. So it's basically you create an app, you upload it in the app store, and that's it. Not surprisingly, generally they're in favor of some kind of regulation for these digital health solutions. Some people are concerned that if you leave the companies to self-regulate their work, they might be tempted to prioritize profit than actually, you know, developing a product that helps people. Which is, you know, it's a concern that they've shared. But also another thing is they also, the participants supported the idea of providing evidence for effectiveness of the digital health solutions. For example, something similar to the way you have clinical trials for drugs. So they think that something like that would be appropriate to collect more information before you release it to the market. However, it's very interesting that it's highly unlikely that people will report any issues while using the apps, and they would simply delete them if they feel that they're not doing the job or, you know, anything, they're not working, basically. So that will make it really challenging to monitor any safety and defects for the companies. So I think if we want to have some kind of clinical trials evidence, we really need to change our perception of digital health solutions and how they operate, and people will need to do a bit more reporting and point out when something's not working. So another point from the participants in this report was that they're not in favor of using artificial intelligence, and they generally prefer human interaction. I don't think this is specifically for mental health conditions. I think in general, people prefer to have some kind of interaction with a human, particularly if you're talking about managing medical condition like diabetes. You know, if you have concerns, you should be able to somehow get in touch with your healthcare provider and raise an issue with them. So these two reports were very, very interesting to me, and they made me think about what we can expect in the future. From what I've seen so far and what I've read, I think the digital health solutions will become more regulated, and the companies will need to have some kind of risk assessment, especially when you're working with mental health conditions. And children and generally young people, I think there will be more a focus on providing reassurance that it's not harming young people. Another thing that I think will happen in the near future, the digital health companies will need to produce evidence of effectiveness. Would that be a clinical trial, or would that be any other way of conducting such research? But I think they will need to provide some research and show to the regulators, if they want to be taken seriously, that they have a positive impact on their participants. Another thing that I expect to happen is that the companies will need to invest more into identifying the users that their product can help, rather than making products for everyone. And this is particularly obvious from the report of the American regulator, independent evaluator actually, simply because different companies, they had a different scope, and they tried to achieve different results with their health care apps. I think in the future, there will be a lot more limitation and a lot more clarity on what you expect to achieve when you download a digital health solution in digital health app from the App Store, which is supposed to help you. You know, what kind of help you can expect from this one, rather than being very broad. Because at the moment, I think it's more focused on everyone rather than specific people that could actually benefit from the mobile app. Another thing that I would expect to see is the healthcare systems would want to see more value before they can make a decision to invest in the product. And also, there'll be a lot more competition in this field, because public healthcare systems could work in collaboration with universities to invest and create their own solutions that might be cheaper, although maybe not always cheaper, but they could be a bit more cost effective for them to use. And having it developed by the healthcare system could give patients potentially more reassurance that is something more reliable, rather than if it's by third party or by another external company. So I think it will be getting more challenging for the companies who work in digital health in the future, and there are a lot of things they need to consider. But the quickly changing regulatory field, and also the overall participants' perception and general public perception of digital health, will also affect how they'll need to change in the future. So it will be an interesting field. It will be challenging. There will be a lot of competition, but I think it still has a potential in developing very good new innovative digital health products that could help people. Thank you for listening. I hope that was interesting.